stand, open your Bibles to Psalm 19. This psalm speaks in two aspects, which are very important. One aspect, the heaven declares God's glory. But with God's glory being declared, if we don't understand what it is, it don't do us any good. The second part of this psalm declares that God's law is perfect. So it declares God's glory, and it declares that God's law is perfect. Now, where our part in this scenario, in this psalm, is found in one verse, the last verse in the psalm. In other words, God's glory can be revealed. God's law can be perfect. But if I'm not tuned in, if I'm not understanding, it would do me no good. Could you understand that? And so in studying meditation, I thought I would get off it, but the Lord wouldn't let me get off it. Meditation overflows, comes to the body of Christ, part two. Overflows, you're going to see what it means in a few moments, that there are some places in your Christian walk you never have been before. This morning, you're going to discover ways to go deeper into the things of God. Are you hearing me? Don't believe you can't do it because you're a child of God. You're born of the Spirit. You can flow in the Spirit. Don't look at all them other people talking about how spiritual they are. No, you got the same ability. And the Lord want to pull some out of you this morning. All right, so I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention. Now, the heaven declare God's glory. And then God's law is perfect. That's two good things. But it's no good if I can't tune in. You follow what I'm saying? Here in verse 14 of the 19th chapter of Psalm, after hearing about God's glory and after hearing about how perfect God is, here's what the psalmist's prayer was. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. I want everybody to say now, divine combination. All right, this is a divine combination. Here he says, let the word of my mouth, but the word of your mouth alone will not manifest what God wants you to have. So then he says, and the meditation of my heart. Now, meditation is not just hearing, not just speaking the word, not just reading the word, not just memorizing the word. Listen very carefully. Meditation is seeing the word. Meditation is seeing the special message that God is speaking to you out of that word. Special message to me. Go ahead and be seated. Special message to me. I know you're taking notes. It's special message to me. So you can hear the word. You can get happy and jump and run. But if you don't see it, meditating is talking about seeing. What I say? Seeing what God is saying, seeing in the spirit realm, seeing the next supernatural move that God wants you to make. So meditating, when you talk about meditation and what we're talking about, he said, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. be pleasing in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Meditation, take a hold of that strength and take a hold of that redemption and put it in your life as a revelation. And once you get the revelation, then the activation, you can act on the word. Then after being able to act on the word, you have manifestation in your life. Yes. Supernatural manifestation. So I would say some things about this. I have so much this morning. Hearing, reading, memorizing, speaking, meditation is about seeing what the Father is saying. Uncover, discovering. Meditating, turn the mystery into a special message to you. You heard that? So when he says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, so many things I need to uncover. The message is meditation overflows coming to the body of Christ. So seeing spiritually. In other words, you got your Bible, you're reading, but all of a sudden you see what God is saying to you. So you're no longer repeating now. Uh-huh. In meditating, it enables you to get a special message from God personally for you and your situation.
Right. Yes, sir.
No matter what you may be dealing with today, no matter what the situation is, God has a perfect message for you to handle that situation in a powerful way. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
See, even though I'm a Bible reader, even though I make a lot of confession about the Bible, but here the Lord wants me to know, he wants me to see what he is saying to me. Not just what he's saying to David or Abraham or Isaac or Jacob. But what am I saying to you? You have a different scenario, your life. You got situation you're dealing with. I want you to see what I'm saying to you. Then you and I can come in agreement.
Yes. Yes.
Hold up.
Then your words will be different. Your thoughts will be different. Your imagination will be different. Look at Romans 9:1.
Yes.
I tell the truth and I lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
See, you until you see it, you're unconscious. But your unconsciousness days are over.
Yes.
Read that scripture and look at it until you become conscious.
Yes.
Of what the Holy Ghost is saying to you for God. So all of your unconsciousness this morning are over. Stay there. John 6:63.
Yes,
Stay there until he speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Look at John 6:3. I'll tell you one scripture. Let me read Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
now that's a powerful statement. My conscience bear me. In other words, I am not spiritually unconscious. That I'm not going to lose in this situation. See, when God consciousness come up, you can't lose. Because how? You thank him like God thinks. And then your divine nature kick in and you act like God act. Oh, y'all on, let me preach it this morning. You have the ability to act like God, to act like Jesus, to act like the Holy Spirit, and have the same power.
Yeah.
If you're conscious. If you're unconscious, you're not going to be able to do it. Look at this scripture again. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bade me witness in the Holy Ghost. Now, once you become personal with God, not just a church member, not just a church goer, but there's an intimacy.
Yes.
Uh-huh. There's a presence that you're not in church, but you're in the car by yourself.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it seemed like somebody hugging you. Seem like somebody whispering in your ear, everything gonna be all right. I said everything gonna be all right. It's a special message from heaven. God wants you to have special messages from heaven. Not just a church goer, not just a clap your hand, but intimacy and personal relationship with God. He walks with me. He talks with me. And he tell me I am his own.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you love that?
Yes.
Would that do something for you?
Yes.
So we're not only hearing, not only reading, not only memorizing, but in meditation, the time is taken that I can see. Turn to John 6:63. I can see what God is saying, not just what God is saying, but what God is saying to me. Personal. Powerful. Penetrated. Positioning. When you begin to see what he's saying to me. Not just saying it, but seeing it.
Yes.
I decree in the name of Jesus from this day forward, you're going to see what God's saying to you. When you pick that Bible up, God's going to speak to you about your situation and give you your direction. Give you your correction. Give you your protection. Whenever you pick this book up, you expect manifestation. But until it becomes personal, there's a creation of intimacy that every child of God needs. Once you taste it, you can't do without it. Once he speak to you, you can't do without it. I got God. I got my sheep hear my voice. I got to hear your voice. I hear the preacher, and I hear my neighbor talking to me, but I really need to hear your voice. Are you ready for this? Meditation overflows coming to the body of Christ. In other words, instead of having one answer to your problem, you're going to have nine answers. You're going to be so anointed that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. It should be working all the time. I said that love should be working all the time. That power should be working all the time. I wonder what you're dealing with this morning. I'm sure you're going to get your answer. Now, this verse here is so powerful. This verse takes you off of the human plane. You know, it's a lot of humanistic answers come when we're dealing with something. But this verse puts you in position to see what God is saying to you. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. the words that I speak unto the congregation, unto the church, unto the committee. Personal, that's the word, Personal, unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, the opposite of that is, if I don't speak it to you, they are not spirit and they're not life. The spirit and life is what produced the anointing that you live above this world standard.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be living above this world standard. Because you're walking in a territory where God talking to you.
Yes,
where you're seeing what God seeing. You're hearing what God hearing. You're talking what God talking.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Yes,
let me talk to you from what God told me to tell you. Apostolic instruction you're about to receive from this one voice in Psalm 19 and prophetic impact. Apostolic instruction and prophetic impact.
Uh-huh.
When you learn how to meditate at all times, a whole new world of blessing is going to open up to you. When you learn how not just to hear, not just to read, not just to memorize, but you begin to see the same thing that God is seeing in every situation. When you see it, then you say it. You're going to say it with power. Because you know how it's going to come out.
Right.
You're going to come out in my favor.
Yeah.
I say you're going to come out in my favor.
Yeah.
The roughest deal that you can have in your life, when you're anointed and when you're seeing what God's saying, the roughest thing in your life going to come out in your favor.
Right.
Oh, let me preach up in here. Nothing is too hard for God's favor to turn it around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, nothing is too hard. Somebody talk to me in here this morning. For God's favor to turn it around. And I declare God's favor is on you right now. I declare God's favor is on you right now. Now, if you don't float, you're going to float. So I don't want no floaters up here this morning. If you don't float, you're going to float. And when you're floating, anybody can jump on your boat. But when you're flowing, you're like a warrior. You got angels around you, protecting every step you make. Say, I'm in the flow. Hallelujah. All right, let me give you prophetic impact, apostolic instruction, and prophetic impact. You ever heard that before?
No, sir.
All right, you've got to get both of them. When you learn how to meditate at all time, well, that's another thing, at all time. See, we thought meditation was getting the Bible and getting off my little room by yourself and keep reading it over and over. No, you meditate while you're driving.
Yes.
You can meditate on the job. I got God on my mind. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but I got God on my mind. You can meditate in the bathroom. You can meditate in a supermarket. Meditation is everywhere. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You see it in our eyes, not just what do you call that thing I hear today? Transcendental. How you say it?
Transcendental.
Say it, Leroy.
Transcendental.
Yeah, everybody sit down quiet and just wait. And calm and nobody talking, nobody moving. That ain't meditation. You can meditate everywhere. Meditation really means I can't get God off of my mind. Once you experience that, I experienced that 50 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Once you experience that, nothing can take its place. No diamonds, no car, no house, no outfit, no ring, no watch can take its place. A Rolex is just a speck when it come down to being in his presence and hearing his voice and receiving his direction. And every now and then he put his hand on it. Has he ever put his hand on you? Have you ever had the hand of God on you? Ooh, mercy and grace in the same place. Mercy, grace, glory, love, power, protection, promises, all in the same place. Boy, he's so real. God is so real. Jesus is so real. The Holy Ghost is so real. Don't miss it. Don't go through your life, you're a good person. Go through your life and don't have a personal experience with God.
Come on.
Yeah, all right. Go back to John 6:63. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. The word that I speak unto you, not to no preacher, not to no priest. I may use them to get the word to you, but the word has to speak to you. My sheep, hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. When you learn how to meditate at all times, a whole new world of blessing will open up to you. Turn to Psalm 1. I came to church this morning and a whole new world of blessing is opening up to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this psalm, it teaches us. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scorners. How that going to happen? Meditate. See. Go ahead. Give me the next one. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now look what he does. Not on Sunday. Yeah. And in his law does he see day and night. And in his law does he meditate, or in his law does he see day and night what God is seeing. And if that is so, go to the next verse. Ha, 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 ha.
Come on now.
That's you.
Yes.
There he is right there. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season, his leaf also shall not wither. Oh my God. Look at the end of this verse. Oh my God. And whatsoever he or she doeth shall prosper. Now, I'm not teaching only from Revelation. These voices. I'm living these voices. I'm teaching on manifestation. These voices have come to truth in my life. Because I stayed with it, stayed with it, stayed with it, stayed with it. And it's constantly. Everything you do, prosper. I put that anointing on you today. I got it and I'm giving it to you. Everything you do from this day will prosper. You be blessing the field, blessing the city. All confusion, leave your life right now. In the name that's above every name. You get your peace and your joy back. Get your dance back. Are you listening to me? Apostolic instruction, prophetic insight, right? Should I show that to him now, Lord? Be seated a minute. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'll show you something. You know, let's talk about the gifts of the Spirit. But I got to show you something now. For this to come out right, for you to have a hold on it for yourself, I'm going to give you this instruction. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. The apostle is giving instruction here. Now concerning spiritual gifts, you see that?
Yes, sir.
Brethren, I would not have you what?
Ignorant.
Ignorant, okay. So it means you can be ignorant. Don't fight for your ignorance. Just let it go. Just let your ignorance go. Just ignorant, leave me right now. I want to be more spiritual. I want more enlightenment. Huh? Excitement don't last long. You know, beautiful song. Praise the singing is so beautiful now. I just cried, oh Lord, it's so beautiful this morning. But excitement don't last too long. So what lasts long? Enlightenment. And so what Satan have tried to do in the church is give us a whole lot of excitement. We dance and sing and jump and the preacher get up and hoop, holler, scream. And we all feel good, and it's actually emotion. A lot of time ain't no devotion, it's emotion. Just feeling good. The flesh then took over. The flesh has no revelation unless you give it to it. And so when Satan come along with his trick, his craftiness, you don't have enough enlightenment to see what he's trying to do to you. You want revelation. You want enlightenment. You thank God. I like to feel good too, but I want to see something.
Yes, sir.
Now here, you're going to be exposed to another dimension of the spirit world. In other words, you about to become stronger in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
That'd be okay?
Yes, sir.
Nobody mind that what I'm about to share with you now gonna make you stronger in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You don't mind being stronger in the spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I hear the word freedom.
Freedom.
Somebody about to step in some freedom they never had before. God Almighty. You're about to see something that's going to cause you to step into freedom that you never had before. Good God Almighty. See, it's enlightenment that brings forth freedom. Excitement is for a moment. Enlightenment is for a lifetime. Why not? We can have them both. Why can't we can have some excitement and enlightenment? What the Holy Spirit is about to show us about not just hearing, not just speaking, not just writing, not just memorizing, but he wants us to see. See what God is seeing. See what God is showing you about your situation. See how God wants you to take care of your family. See how God wants you to take care of your body. See how God wants you to take care of your soul. See how God wants you to take care of, watch his word now, your imagination. Something about to happen in here. Somebody about to take a leap up in here. Somebody about to take a dive up in here. In the spirit realm. Oh, the joy of the Lord upon me. Oh, the peace of the Lord is upon me. Thank God for being God. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the word of God. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, make a demand. What is upon what is right for yours, and I'll see to it that you get it. When you're in Revelation, you're not asking no more. You're making demand. I got a right to this. What I'm about to show you now going to change your spiritual stance. And you're going to begin to see answers.
Yes,
and deliverers are going to come from everywhere. And you're going to get your joy back. The situation's still there, but I got joy. I said the situation's still there, but I got joy. You know why I got joy? I know who's going to win. The situation ain't going to win. I'm going to win. So situation think he's going to win, but I know better because I got joy on the inside of me knowing that God's going to take care of my business. I heard the man say it. Come on, son. I heard the man say it in Romans 8:28. You see what he said there? Look at it. Look at it right quick. We're coming back to Vicar and I received some. It's $500. Look at Romans 8:28. This is what Romans 8:28. What? Ain't nobody shouting yet? And we know, come on, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. The Lord just told you all things about to work out for your good. I say the Lord just told you all things, no matter what, bad thing, good thing, up thing, down thing, white thing, black thing, blue thing, red thing, all things about to work out for your good. And you just gonna stand there and look at me? All things about to work out for your good. And you just gonna stand up in here and shake your head? All things about to work out for your good. God said to tell you everything, all things. but to work out for your good. Bad things, good things, up things, down things, around things, back things, front things, up what? In case you want to know what's going on, y'all, I ate Holy Ghost for breakfast. I ate the Holy Ghost for breakfast. Isn't that something? Sit down. Won't you see this? I want some hot song when I finish. Oh, I feel like something going on up here. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. Feel like somebody taking something back that was stolen from them. I'm taking my stuff back. I'm taking my joy back. I'm taking my peace back. I'm taking my love back. I'm taking it back right now. You got anybody sitting next to you saying sad, slap them. I'll help you. Call the police. I don't care. Call. You see, I'm not just singing, but I'm seeing. I'm just not singing about the Spirit, but I'm seeing in the Spirit. Oh, come on now. I'm not just saying words, but I'm seeing what I say. That's what meditation is about. Seeing it. John 6:63. The words that I speak unto you. The words that I show to you. The words that you see are Spirit and life. It's not Spirit and life because you said it. It's Spirit and life because you see it. Then you say it. You just got your authority back. Not just saying it, but I see what I'm saying. So from now on, we're not just reading, we're not just quoting, we're not just memorizing, but we pick that book up. I'm seeing something. I'm seeing that all things work together for good for them that love God, who call according to his purpose. He's talking to me. See, he's not just talking to the Romans. He's talking to Leroy. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? He's talking to you. He's talking to me. Sit down. Boy, I feel some Holy Ghost up here. I love it, I love it, I love it. Woo, I feel God present. I feel somebody life changing right now. Somebody falling deeper in love with God. Woo, my goodness. This is very important, 1 Corinthians 12:1. What I'm about to teach you, I'm going to teach this. I got 20 more minutes I'm going to teach. We're talking about seeing what the word is saying. When you see, you can't be silly no more. When you see, you can't be spiritually stupid no more. When you see, you're sound. You're stable. You're stationed. You're satisfied. You're sincere. No longer stupid. What I have is better than what you're offering.
Come on.
You're sure. You're sound. You're sealed. You're situated. No matter what come up, you know how to get out. You're sold out to him. Sold out to Jesus. Sold out to God. Sold out to the Holy Spirit. Sold out to righteousness. Sold out to holiness. Sold out to sanctification. You're sealed. You can't break this deal. I'm sealed. You'll never sell out another day in your life. He's so good. I say he's so good. No. Apostolic instruction, prophetic insight. We're about to read now. Sit down. 1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you what? You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you was led.
No more.
Why? Because I'm not only hearing, I'm not only reading, I'm not only quoting, but I'm seeing what God is saying to me. I'm seeing what God is saying. I'm a seer. Woo! I'm on fire this morning, Laura. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody next to you, I'm seeing.
I'm seeing.
I'm not just saying.
I'm not just saying.
I'm looking at it.
I'm looking at it.
All my victories.
All my victories.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Thanks be to God will give us the victory. In other words, I'm not going to be carried away no more by these dumb idols, these dumb spirits. You know that you were Gentile carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you was led by dumb idols. I refuse to be led by this world. Then he says in verse 3, because I'm about to wake up on something. We're waking up on something now. I want you to see, come on. We're waking up on something. We're waking up on something now. I want you to be alert because you're about to see something that's going to change your life forever. Yes, daughter. A seed she's sowing into her enlightenment. It has some enlightenment in this house this morning. If you're not paying attention, everybody has changed. I've changed. You've changed. I see better. I see better. I once was blind, but now I see. God is better than anything anybody can offer to me. Jesus is the Lord of my life. I'm not only a hearer, but I'm a seer. I'm not only a listener, but I'm a seer. Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
See, you can't keep it unless you see it. It's personal. It's an intimacy. Sit down. Verse 3 again. Because I'm trying to show you something before I close. Because I got to preach part 3 on next Sunday. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Then he tells us something here that only apostolically you can see it. In verse 4, there are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. You see that?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to make a statement now to bring you into a deeper grasp to understand this. This is not just about gifts. This revelation is not just about gifts, because he says there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. It's about the Holy Ghost. All right? Secondly, is about administration. These gifts got to have special administration or you won't be able to function in them properly. And there are different administrations. Look what it says next. But the same Lord. In other words, in all spiritual things, the Trinity is involved.
Yes.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You don't want to go in these gifts just with Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit, and you need God also.
Yes.
I'm almost about to close. Listen, listen. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Yes.
When you're praying and when you're believing God for something, you don't only have one working with you. You got the Holy Spirit and you got Jesus. They're called the Trinity. That girl bought $1,000 vehicle and she said she saw it in her enlightenment. That's what we need, enlightenment. I'm about to scream on you. Enlightenment. I don't only could hear. I don't only just can talk. Confession. But I see. I see my way out. I see my way in. I see my victory. I see my blessing. I see my overcoming. Yes. I see being more than a conqueror. Yes. I see the Lord being my shepherd. Yes. I see him lead me in the green pasture. Yes. I see him lead me beside still water. Yes. I see him restoring my soul. Yes. I see him preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Yes. I see him anointing my head with oil. Yes. I see my cup running over. Yes. I see surely goodness. I see mercy following me all the days of my life. I'm leaving here this morning not only a hearer, not only a doer, but I'm leaving here as a seer. When I open the scripture, when I open my Bible, I want to see something. I want God to show me something. I want God to illuminate my mind, illuminate my understanding. Unless I see the devil gonna tell me a lie. Unless I see the devil gonna tell me he make me feel better than God. The devil stop by your house and say, "This is a singing house here. I'm gone." This woman see where she going. She can see. I was blind. I want you to see through every combining situation. Show me the way out. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Surely, goodness and mercy gonna follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Gifts, administration, and operation call for the Trinity to function in every aspect of life. Gifts, administration, and operation. And then he says those gifts he's given to every man to profit with all. Let me give you two or three more and then we'll close. Sit down. His presence will be real to you at all times. Goodbye any practicing of sin. Yes, sir. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You got to see this.
Yes, sir.
1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify me partially. What it mean to be sanctified wholly? And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see it? Look what the next voice said. Oh! I don't have to do it myself. Oh, I got help. Oh, I can't do it. Faithful he that calleth you, who also will do it. Let him do it, let him do it, let him do it. Let him do it, let him do it, let him do it. Let him do it, let him do it, let him do it. Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in.
I don't want to live this life by myself. I don't want to live this life on my own strength. Come on in.
Come on in.
His presence will be real to you at all times. Goodbye any practicing of sin. The realness of the supernatural will overflow in your heart and hand. We just read it, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 7. The realness of the supernatural will overflow in your heart and your hand.
Yes, sir.
Well, I like this one. And I got these doing a prayer for this message. And I just said that right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
It's rather heavy here now. Impossibilities cannot breathe around you.
Wow, that's good.
You heard that?
Yes.
Question, you heard that? Impossibility cannot breathe around you. Mark 9:23. From now on, impossibility will lose its breath around you. See, I got to go somewhere else. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Goodbye, impossibility. Y'all talking about getting old. You better talk about getting bold. Y'all old folks going down the street. I made 79, but I ain't thinking about being old. I'm getting bold. I've learned so much during those years. It should make me bolder, not weaker. Your devotion will handle all your promotions. How many are ready to be promoted?
Yes.
Well, be devoted then.
Yes, sir.
John 15:7.
Hallelujah.
If you abide in me,
uh-huh,
and my words abide in you, what is saying there? What? Now I want you to see it.
Yes.
Don't read this verse just hearing it. I want you to see this. If you abide in me,
yes,
and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Wait, what did the last part say? Who said that? Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus can't lie. Oh, I got to close somewhere. Listen to this one. A no limitation anointing will explode on the inside of you. A no. Oh, oh. Say, thank you, man of God. A no limitation anointing will explode on the inside of you. 1 John 2:27. This is what God spoke to me. This is what I began to see when I was meditating. Look at it. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, 1 John 2:27, that's it? No, but nothing but the anointing. Now, let me read that to you again. A no limitation anointing will explode on the inside of you. You heard that? Enlightenment. But the anointing, what you have received from him, abideth in you. You need not that any man should teach you. Oh, my goodness. But it's the same anointing teaches you of all things, and it's true, and it's no lie. Angels will be activated in your life situation immediately and consistently. Hebrews 1:14. Angels will be activated in your life situation immediately and consistently. Y'all still here?
Yes,
are they not all ministering spirit?
Yes.
Sent forth to minister? Not two.
Four.
Then who should be heirs of salvation? How many heirs of salvation we got in here? Well, we're turning your angels loose this morning. They're at your house working right now. Sitting in your car waiting on you. Ooh, I love this. Ooh, I want to dance now. Come on, get up your car. I want to dance now. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, I get happy up in here by myself. I don't care if nobody else join me. I get happy by myself. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm here. Hallelujah. I'll never be the same no more. Woo, hallelujah. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this one. Listen to this one. This is going to set your life free here. When that apostolic instruction and apostolic impact get on you. And this is one I want you to have. This is one about to change your life. This is about to change your life. You will enjoy the experience of loving everyone. Even your enemy. Praying for your enemy. Praying for everybody. Even the person who couldn't function and made you mad. Say, Lord, just have mercy on me. You know, you want to cuss them out. Yeah, no, tell me, you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. I say you want to cuss them out. But you pray for them. You got your shouting clothes on? We're about to sing. Whatever in life that has been stolen from you will return devil fold. John 10:10.
Thank you, Lord.
John 10:10. The thief come not to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. Whatever, I'm telling you, no, but I'm prophesying over you right now. Whatever in life, whoever tricked you, whatever in life that had been stolen from you will return devil fold. Get ready for it. And anybody who pulled a scheme on you, y'all believe me over there? I'm prophesying now, whatever, oh my God, whatever in life that has been stolen from you will return devil fold. Now, I just want to tell y'all excuse me, I've been drinking. Hey, yes, I receive, son. I receive. That's $1,500 there. That lawyer there, he supported this ministry day and night. And I bet his business is off the hook too. Y'all, I've been drinking. I sat on the porch in my rocker and drank. Just get drunk. So the rocker become unsober. Now, my brothers and sisters, even the visitors, if you ain't got blessing here this morning, Lord have mercy. I feel it all over. Yes, I feel it all over my body, man. I can't hardly take it no more. Somebody's life been changing here this morning. Thank God. I'm trying to close. Meditation is not floating. It's a supernatural mean of flowing. In Joshua 1:8, just write it down. It doesn't matter where you are now. It's where you're going, where you're on your way. The trail never ends. Psalm 37:23. You ready? Obedient meditation, your fresh blessings are waiting on you. Isaiah 1:19. A real meditator never let God leave their mind, soaking in his presence at all times. A real meditator never let God leave their mind, soaking in his presence at all times. Holy Spirit, let the glory fall and let the anointing arise. Lord, put the spoon in my mouth of meditation and digestion. All limitation in your life is turned to lemonade. These are the words I heard from the Holy Ghost. Your present plans, purpose, power, promises, promotion, partnership, priesthood, provision and permission is upon me. Yeah. I'm gonna go over that again. I want you to hear this. Your present, your plans, your purpose, your power, your promises, your promotion, your partnership, your priesthood, your provision, and your permission upon me. Romans 8:26-28. See, can y'all back that up?